Well, if you haven't had the opportunity, I strongly suggest going out west of Lamar's about 6 miles to Country Acres. And I'm being joined right now by Rob Scheider, who's the owner and operator, of, along with his family members that run Country Acres. And Rob, it's again another incredible scene of display of your Christmas lights. I'm sure the first question that everybody has is, how many lights do you have?
Well, this year we're estimating over 200,000 lights on 37 trees, 57 bushes, and all the fence lines. We have over 800 plastic blow molds out in the display this year, over 164 lighted sculptures. There's 52 of the old street pole decorations, which have been donated to us by several of the area towns. And then, of course, you know, the homemade stuff that I build, all the inflatables, the music's coming from 15 different speakers through the display. It's just been absolutely unbelievable this year.
And it's got to take quite a while to organize and to see. I'm sure you start probably early in the fall, late summer, sometime to say, okay, how are we going to design this? How are we going to make it display?
This year, we actually started hanging lights on August 22nd. Basically, all the lights go back to the same tree, the same bush every year. A lot of the figurines, if you get up close, have a number on them or a numbering system of some type. And all that stuff goes back to the same identical spot because there's 25 electrical feeds going out to the display, running on 25 timers. So we try to get everything back to exactly where it was the year before. But a lot of stuff has been added new this year. A lot of stuff has been donated to us. And so we find a home for it somewhere.
Okay. Tell us about some of the new displays this year that you've got featured.
Well, last year, one of the Methodist Church in the Mars was so kind to give us their outdoor nativity that they had in storage for a long time, and it was also damaged. And so this year, with help of my nephew, Bo Provacek, we built a stable, and we have that nativity out here being displayed this year. And then many thanks to Dick Ollers, who actually fixed the broken pieces for me. There's also some different items out here that have been donated by different families, blow molds, lighted sculptures. So, and people actually last Saturday dropped off two pickup loads that we have out here in the display already.
How many acres does Christmas Acres entail?
Well, our property sits on 2 acres. And then we are so fortunate that John Lampert across the road, my neighbor, we have been in his field across the road probably for 5 to 6 years now. We're in our south field to the south of us, and we're actually into the neighbor's field to the north of us. So it probably covers 3.5 acres total.
And I got to think that every December, I don't know if you were a customer of Mid-American or Northwest Rural Electric Cooperative, but someone has got to like your seeing your bill.
We're a member of REC, and I'm not going to give names, but we have a family that pays our electric bill every year.
Okay.
And
that's nice.
And so it's amazing, generous donations that they do. And just so you know, the money that came in this year, we are sitting at all-time records again. Last year, we took in just shy of $18,000. We started tonight at $13,800 already.
And we're talking December 5th, Saturday night, when you reference
it. And all that money, that's how much money we've raised already. We have no idea how much money we've taken in already tonight. We give that all to the Christian Needs. It all goes to help pay for the food for their food bank to help all the people in need.
And, you know, when I came up here to take some photos, I noticed there was a long line of cars that had been parked, but they come from all over. I mean, I saw some from Ida County down by Ida Grove and over by Vermilion and everything. And you were saying that there were some people that came up here all the way from Kearney.
Yes, tonight was unbelievable. The walking paths were already had people in them walking at 4:30 tonight. We had people parked at 4:30. And by 5 o'clock again tonight, they were bumper-to-bumper traffic all the half mile to the highway. And at times, they were parked on the highway again. We had people that came tonight early, and they said it was took them 40 minutes to get to our driveway. People are coming from all over, like you said. We've had them all the way from Kearney, Nebraska tonight. They're coming out of Brookings, Sioux Falls, Omaha, Des Moines. My daughter's roommate from college at UNI, her family drove all the way from Cedar Falls tonight to come. They're coming from all over.
Now, obviously, word of mouth has been getting around, but you've also been participating in some national competitions on terms of Christmas light decorating that have been featured on network television stations. So that probably has also helped get your message out.
Well, we've been very fortunate. I mean, with the radio stations, all of our local TV stations. If you've ever heard of Okoboji Life magazine, we are featured in the December issue of that magazine. So that has just driven our crowds like crazy this year. Channel 4 and Channel 9 have went live out of our yard during their newscast. I'm on several Facebook pages of Christmas decorating, where people doing it like we do across the United States. And so a lot of that has helped. And also I want to give a huge shout out to Trent Luch from Remsen. He came three nights in a row and shot drone footage for us. And that drone footage is on our Facebook page, Christmas Acres, and it's also on my personal page, Rob Scheitler. And that is absolutely amazing footage this guy has taken for us. And so all that, it's going viral.
I was making a comment earlier tonight to people that I was passing by. I said, it would look pretty neat to have a drone up here to take a photo and everything. What drives you and your family to do this year after year? And I guess, first of all, let's start with how many years have you been putting up this Christmas light display?
We've been doing it 24 years here. I started hanging Christmas lights on our family farm at 10 years old. I started doing it out of fun. And then my dad kind of got into it. My dad was Jim, and so he got into it. And he'd have the running lights on a tractor or the wagons and an auger in the yard. And people started driving by. And then one year the newspaper did an article on us. And that kind of what got the bug going. And then, like I said, when we started Christmas Acres here 24 years ago, we were small. We had no idea this is what it was going to be like today. And now to become one of the largest country Christmas displays in our area. And people are driving for miles. I guess what really drives me every year to do this is what we do to people. This year with the COVID, the election, there's been so much hate and sadness in the world. I guess what we do here, when people leave here, they leave with a smile on their face and they come up and they say thank you. And that's why we do it.
Let's just review the hours. It's on every night now through Christmas, and through what time does the lights actually come on? About 4:35?
Yeah, the lights were on every night, 5 to 10, unless it's raining or snowing. We don't have them on, but people still turn in the driveway. All the way through December 31st, the display is up and running. And December 31st, when the lights go off that night, we're done for another season. The end of 24 years.
Okay. All right, Rob, thanks very much. Appreciate it.